You are locked in to Locked On Badgers, final episode of the week. My name is Asher Lowe, and I am the site editor at BadgersWire.com for USA Today Sports, a former play-by-play broadcaster for many Badger sports, and of course, most importantly, your host right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast, bringing you the inside student perspective filled with stats, special guests, and all things Badger sports. All me today, solo show. And make sure you listen and follow for free wherever you get your podcasts as well. Drop a review on Apple if you're listening right now through the podcast app. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the game. 19 grams of protein packed with delicious flavor. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON and you will get $10 off your next order at BuiltBar.com. I was hoping, as I was waiting to record this episode on a Friday instead of dropping it earlier in the day, that I would get a schedule to react to. We do not have a Big Ten schedule yet, so stay tuned for that. What I'm sure will be out by Monday, the Big Ten schedule that is. So stay tuned for a Monday reaction episode and breakdown episode of the new, for the third time, new Big Ten schedule that will be 8 games plus 1, with that one last week being a big championship week where every team plays a team from the opposite conference. First place versus first place, second place versus second place, and so on. The big news from yesterday that I want to start the show with is this. Braylon Allen, the 2022 safety, has decided to reclassify to 2021. So what does that mean? That means that instead of Braylon Allen waiting to be a part of the class of 2022, he has decided to forgo his last year of high school, graduate high school early, and join the Wisconsin Badgers this coming June in the class of 2021, the same class that has Hunter Wohler, another in-state safety, four-star product out of Muskego High School. And you can better believe that Allen and Wohler are the guys, the future of Wisconsin football at the safety position. They are the future partnership. We've known that for a while now. Now they're in the same class. So that's a lot of fun that Wisconsin has both of those guys on campus come next summer. Braylon Allen also being added to the 2021 class means that that class is not only the best class in Wisconsin history, which it already, in my opinion, was before you move Braylon Allen into it, as the number 16 nationally ranked class. You got a five-star in there, according to 24/7 Sports and Nolan Rucci, the offensive tackle from Warwick. You got just studs on the line, on the offensive line. You got TJ Bowler as a defensive end. Of course, Hunter Wohler we mentioned. You have depth. You have a QB in Deacon Paya-Hill, who's now a four-star guy. It's a loaded class. Add Al Ashford in there, who's the recent cornerback commit. You got running backs in Antoine Roberts. You got running backs in Lowell Crawford, Jackson Acker, who are both Wisconsin natives. It's a stacked class, ladies and gentlemen. This is the best Wisconsin football recruiting class we have ever seen, and it's not even that close, especially once you add Braylon Allen in. If you add Braylon Allen into this class, you're looking at the number 16th ranked national class at 24/7 Sports. You add a four-star in Braylon Allen, who right now is still listed in the class of 2022, even though he announced on Twitter yesterday that he is, in fact, coming to Wisconsin this summer. The Fond du Lac native Braylon Allen, who we had on this show, so go listen to that episode if you haven't. That was a couple months ago on this show, right after he made his commitment decision, which was now, wow, almost 2 months ago. Braylon committed on July 14th to the Badgers. Now you add him in to this 2021 group, and boy, I mean, you're looking at a top 10 class nationally, potentially. Probably not in the rankings, but in my opinion, depth-wise, this is absolutely a top 10 class in the country. So contextually, what does that mean for Wisconsin football? Is this a school that gets top 10 to 15 classes every year? Absolutely not. 2019, national rank on 24/7 Sports was 29th overall. We continue back to 2018, national rank on 24/7 Sports was 46th overall with a guy by the name of Jack Sanborn, ever heard of him, leading that class, who will be Wisconsin's best player on defense this coming year. 2017, 39th overall. You don't even have a class that was in the top 20 in very recent years in Wisconsin football history. Usually you're talking about somewhere in the 30s with one or two really, really high-level recruits. Cole Van Lannen in 2016, Jack Sanborn, 2018, and then in 2017, you got Caden Lyles, right? So there's usually some big names in there, but there's never the depth that we have in this 2021 class. Plus, they're extremely close with each other. That's one of the things I love about this class that we've covered here on this show a little bit, is they have their group chat. They're always playing video games with each other, talking in the group chat every day. And it's awesome to see just how bonded these guys are and how Braylon was so close to a lot of these guys too, which is maybe one of the reasons he decided to come on campus early. Just speculation there. I haven't heard that from him, but definitely wouldn't be surprised if the relationships he's built with guys in the class of 2021, which I had known he'd already had with certain members of the class, Hunter Waller, Deacon Pea Hill, if those relationships led to him deciding to come early, or was part of the decision, not the whole decision, but was a small part of that decision. These guys are close off the field. They're ready to make an impact in Madison, and they are the best recruiting class that Wisconsin football has ever had. And hopefully we'll get Braylon on the podcast again next week, and he can tell you himself why he decided to reclassify to the class of 2021. So hoping to have Braylon on next week, but what you got to know is that this is the best Wisconsin class of all time. You got the safety duo of Braylon Allen and Hunter Waller, both Wisconsin guys, in-state guys, ready to make an impact day one on campus. And you have the depth on both sides of the football now with recent commitments at the wide receiver position with Skylar Bell that filled a huge hole for the Badgers. And they're still not done. They're still not done. They're hoping for another wide receiver. That wide receiver could be a guy by the name of Marcus Allen, who was a Michigan decommit, 6'2 wide receiver out of Clayton, Ohio, and a 24/7 Sports composite three-star, a guy that, like I said, decommitted from Michigan and now has close ties with Wisconsin, a guy that they are heavily targeting in the class of 2021 that would just be another cherry on top of this incredible group. You should be excited about the future of Wisconsin football because of what Coach Jim Leonard, Paul Christ, Joe Rudolph, Bobby April, this entire recruiting staff has brought in 2021. Going from recruiting before these guys get to Wisconsin to after they leave Wisconsin. Talking Badgers in the NFL in just a sec with a focus on Jonathan Taylor and some big news out of Colts camp that will have him in even a bigger role than he had week one and was expecting to have this season. But first, let me tell you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar in the game. 19 grams of protein packed in with delicious flavors. My favorites include banana bread, you got cherry Barcia, you got the chocolate, you got stacked flavors on BuiltBar.com. And if you use the promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, all caps, no spaces, you will get $10 off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Doesn't have to be your first order, can be a reorder. $10 off any order at BuiltBar.com. Like I said, guys, 19 grams of protein packed into what is a candy bar. It's literally that good. It tastes like a candy bar. It fuels you post-workout. BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off your next order. Jumping to Badgers in the NFL for week two with a special emphasis on the two-time Doak Walker Award winner, Wisconsin legend Jonathan Taylor, who in week one against the Jaguars in a loss, by the way, a surprising loss for the Colts early against Jacksonville, had 9 carries, 22 yards, 6 receptions for 67 yards, including a massive 35-yard catch that if you haven't seen, go check it out. It was his first NFL reception, and he broke it open for 35. Big news for the Colts, though, and for JT. Marlon Mack, who was the Colts' lead back last season, was expected to be the 1A to Jonathan Taylor's 1B. This season is out for the year after week one, after tearing his Achilles. So we hope here at Locked On Badgers that he recovers as fast and as healthy as possible. But he is out for the year right now, which opens the door for Jonathan Taylor big time in week two. Like big time, like go get him in fantasy right now, even though if you're in Wisconsin leagues, he's probably overvalued because in my league at least, he went really early because I'm playing with, you know, 10 Wisconsin grads / current seniors. So that's how it works. Jonathan Taylor goes early, and I'm sure all of your Wisconsin leagues as well. But if you can nab him, this will be the time to do so. Why? Well, let's take it from his head coach. Frank Reich told the media on Wednesday that, quote, as far as Nyheim Hines, who is the Colts' other running back, by the way, yeah, we will continue to mix him in. He's not just a third down back in our eyes, even though he is really good on third down. Jonathan will get the bulk of the carries, but Nyheim and Jordan Wilkins will be the change of pace, end quote. So JT is all of a sudden, in week two of his rookie season, and I can't say I'm surprised, although it did happen by injury, the bell cow back for Indianapolis. It's his time. And he gets the Vikings in week two, which if you're a Packer fan, you know that that Vikings defense did not look so good in week one, allowing 43 points to the 2012 version of Aaron Rodgers back again. So the Vikings D struggled big time. JT had not the greatest debut in the world, but a very solid debut nonetheless. Didn't run the ball particularly well. 9 carries, 22 yards, as I mentioned, but was a threat in the passing game. Yes, by the way, Jonathan Taylor can be a threat in the passing game, answering all that media scrutiny about, can this guy catch the football? Can he ever be a relevant pass threat in the NFL? Well, week one silenced a lot of those questions. JT week two against the Vikings, expect literally 20 carries, 25 carries. I mean, this guy is going to be the bell cow back for Indy, and you should start him in fantasy football. You should get excited about what he's going to be able to do as the guy in Indianapolis. It's all on JT, and I can't wait to watch him work. Going from JT to Russell Wilson, who in week one went off and looks right now like arguably the best quarterback in the league, and I would still put Patty and Lamar ahead of him, and I'm sure some Packer fans are going to yell at me if Aaron Rodgers looks the same way that he did in week one and week two. No, I'm not ready to vault Aaron back into that conversation after one fantastic performance, but Russell Wilson was also fantastic in week one, throwing for 4 TDs in a 38-25 win over the Falcons. Week two, who does he draw? He draws Bill Belichick on Sunday Night Football. And Bill Belichick, by the way, if you haven't seen this, called Russell Wilson the best player in our game. Talking about the NFL, obviously. Called Russell Wilson the best player in football. I think it was yesterday's press conference. Called him the best player in this league. And now he gets a chance to go up against Cam Newton on Sunday Night Football after throwing 4 TDs against the Falcons. Bill Belichick also called Russell Wilson massively underrated by the media, by fans. So Russell Wilson, former Badger, is getting a ton of love right now from Belichick, from the media, and of course from the Locked On Badgers podcast as well. Badgers in the NFL Week 2, we'll have a recap on some of those performances on the first episode released next week. Remember, 3 episodes per week here on Locked On Badgers. In just a sec, going to talk what I think is the most interesting question surrounding Big Ten football in 2020 that does not have to do with any safety, health, anything like that, that has to do with players playing the actual games. We'll get to that question in just a sec. So I talked about this a little bit on yesterday's show with Ben Kenny talking about Big Ten is back, football's back, yay. This is a really interesting dilemma the NCAA has on their hands. Players opted out, like Wyatt Davis, who is an All-American offensive guard at Ohio State. They opted out. Some opted out before the season was actually canceled. Wyatt Davis, I think, opted out after the season was officially canceled. But Wyatt Davis, the reason I mentioned his name is he was the first one to want to opt back in. Now, the NCAA does not have a policy surrounding this yet. We don't know what they're going to do. But for a guy like Wyatt Davis, who didn't have an agent, didn't sign with an agent, did not declare and stay in the NFL draft, it seems like the NCAA should let him play, given all the uncertainty that we went through. It's not as clear-cut for some other guys, and this is where I think the questions really start. Take Rashad Bateman, who was a baller for Minnesota last year, the star wide receiver for the Gophers, one of the best receivers in the Big Ten, one of the best receivers in the country, for that matter. He signed with an agent already after opting out of the season, and he opted out before the season was actually canceled. Signed with an agent, all intentions to go pro, obviously took some money from that agent, some deal there, right? Signed with monetary implications involved there. When you sign with an agent, that's what happens. And he finds himself in a big issue here because he wants, and this is reported by Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports today, he wants to come back and play Big Ten football. But he's already signed with an agent. He's already taken money, and the NCAA has never really been in this position. We've seen them be inconsistent in other ways, right? Micah Potter, obviously, is going to come to Wisconsin fans' minds, who is going to be a senior at Wisconsin this year. If you don't know the story, quick one-sentence summary. Transferred from Ohio State and had to sit out 3 entire semesters. Why? I still can't really tell you. The NCAA is inconsistent on these things, as they are on most things. This one is a really interesting dilemma, and I would not be surprised if the NCAA says that players that signed with agents like Bateman can't come back and play. It's a really hard one to fit under amateurism. Should they be able to come back and play? I think they should. I think if any college athlete wants to come back and play this year and opted out, they can do that. This is an unforeseen circumstance that requires unforeseen solutions. Normally, what I've said in a normal time, you can go sign with an agent, get paid, and then come back and play NCAA football. With the rules they have set up, probably not. I still would be fine with that. I mean, I'm for the players in basically every situation. It's hard to find a situation where I would not side with a player and their choice and their freedom to choose what they want to do. Rashad Bateman may not be able to play this year. I would not be shocked if guys like that aren't able to play. Sign with an agent, take money, whatever. So I'm very interested to see what the NCAA does. And at AOW_33, at Locked On Badgers on Twitter, let me know what you think about this. Because I tweeted about this earlier today. The NCAA has an interesting decision on their hands regarding players like this. There's no way to frame it under amateurism. Basically, the only thing the NCAA, I think, would say if they allow a guy like Bateman to play is these are unforeseen circumstances. And that's exactly what they should say. We've never been in this position before. Global pandemic, players opting out because they don't know if there's going to be a season or not. We've never been here before, so let's change the rules a little bit and let's bend the rules and be flexible. Any player that wants to play the Big Ten season should play. As always, on Wisconsin, thank you for listening to Locked On Badgers this week. Drop a review. Follow us. We got 3 more episodes coming at you next week with some special guests.